Today's Shir in Mishnah Brura Yomi is Daf Samach Tes Omud Beis, and we're still in the second volume of Mishnah Brura in Simen Kuf Samach Ches, and learning the halachos of Bitzias Pas. In yesterday's Shir, towards the end, we began Sif Yud Gimel, where we brought down the first Shita of the Mechaber, who says that if you're starting off with a thick batter, and you then go and cook that batter, or you fry that batter, it loses the bracha of hamotzi, even if it still has the appearance of bread, and even if there is a chiyuv that you have to take off challah from this type of a dough. Challah here, of course, being one of the matnos kahuna, has nothing to do with what we call challah, but is the obligation that you have when you make a dough of a certain size, that you have to give a piece of it 1/24 to the Kohen in the times of the Beis HaMikdash when the Kohen could eat it. Today we take off just a small piece because it's all tameh and the Kohen can't eat it anyway, so we might as well give a small little piece. We take it off and we burn it. But in any event, in this situation, the Mechaber brought down yesterday that you do not make a hamotzi lechem on aretz, you just make a borei minim mezonos. And likewise for benching, you don't bench, you say an al hamichya. So today we begin at the very top of Samach Tes with Beis, and the Mechaber brings down a second opinion. This is brought down in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, the Gemara in Psachim, also in Tosus and Brachos. He says, V'yesh Cholkin, there is an opinion that disagrees with this, that's more machmir, and says, V'omrin, if you started off with a very thick batter, we defined yesterday the difference between a thin and a thick batter as being whether it pours or not. A thick dough, even if you pour it, so to say, it doesn't pour, it all sticks together. As opposed to a batter, when you pour it, it will pour. So this thick dough that you're starting off with, tchilas ha'isa ova, if it starts off as a thick dough, so this opinion, the Mechaber says, afilu rikicha achakach b'mayim, even if you added a lot of water to it afterwards, so now it becomes a flowing type of a batter, v'aso sufganin, and you made it into something called sufganin. What is this? So the Rama explains Pirush, iso sheshaloshuha v'asua kimin svog, that you've made this dough over here, after kneading it, into something like a sponge. Ubishlo b'mayim, and now the word that we have over here, the Mechaber says, ubishlo b'mayim, and you also went and cooked it in water, o tignon b'shemen, or you fried it in oil. In this situation, mevorach aleh hamotzi. The second, more machmir opinion of the Mechaber says that you still are allowed to make hamotzi. If it starts off with a thick batter, a thick dough, so then even if you made it much thinner and made it able to be poured, and even if you went then and cooked it or fried it, which according to the first opinion of the Mechaber would mean that you'd only make a borei minim mezonos on it, so this second opinion says you're still machmir over here to go and make a hamotzi. Now, there was a little bit of a funny reading over here, which if you look in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Masko, Lafilu, Rikicha, V'chule, Ubishla, V'chule, he says there are extra words over here. And he says, Shtei halashonos biyachad l'chore miyutar. He says that you have over here that you made it into a light batter, into a softer batter that pours. And then it says, and you also went and you cooked it in water or you fried it in oil. So that seems to be redundant over here. Both of these actions seem to be necessary, but really, in fact, either one alone would have been enough to make it a hamotzi turned into a borei minim mezonos, according to the first opinion. So why do you need both actions over here, and still it's a hamotzi lechem in aretz? So the Chofetz Chaim, continuing in the Bir Halacha, says that hayoser nochon, the more correct way to understand this is, shemasha kosav u'bishla, when the Mechaber said, and you add water to it, and or you fried in oil, kimo shebishla. So he says, when you made it into this thin batter, hu perish lemasher kosav b'tchila, it explains, apilu rikicha v'yasa suvganin, even if you made it into this very thin batter, the hainu sha'as also belila raka, v'suvganin, so this is all really one lashon over here, and that's the way the Chofetz Chaim says you should really read the Mechaber. In any event, this second more machmir opinion says that the bracha in this situation is a borei minim mezonos. How do we paskin? The Rama says, v'nohagu lohakel. We paskin over here like the more lenient first opinion. And the Mishnah Brura in Sivkot 9 Dalit explains, pirish kisvara harishona, like the first lenient opinion, the ein tzorach levarach hamotzi v'shalosh brachos, that you don't make hamotzi, you make a borei minim mezonos, and you don't bench, say the three brachos, but you only make an alamichya. Sivkot Ayin Hey, the Mishnah Brura continues and explains, Kosav Amogin Avram, there's a Davka below Ochal Kedei Sviya. That which we're talking here, that the Ramah paskins like the more lenient first opinion of the Mechaber, that you only make a Mezonos and you make an Alamichya, that's only when you didn't eat to Satiety, you didn't eat a Kedei Sviya. Because the chi of birchas hamazon shelo, in this situation, the potential for making a birchas hamazon hurak mid rabbanon is only that situation is a rabbanon obligation even if you ate real bread. So here you can rely upon the first opinion that says you don't need to bench in this situation, and therefore we can be makel. But if you're reading to the state of satiety, the ochalto v'savato v'irachto is now the chiyav birchas hamazon humidaraisa. If you are obligated over here to bench, it would be a benching daraisa. Sorek levarach birchas hamazon misafek. So in this situation, you can't rely on the more lenient first opinion, but you should rely on the more machmir second opinion over here, the chay mashmei agra. And this is in fact the opinion of Vilna Gaon, because here you have a safek daraisa bracha, so you go lechumra. However, the Mishabur says, Ach kol zeh b'shoa shalosh v'yosu b'lilosu ovo hayo daito lefos pas. He says, this second opinion of the Mechaber, which is the more machmir one, which if you wait to satiety, you should follow, he says that's only true if when you were making this thick batter, originally it was this b'lilosu ovo, and it was a dough that could have been made into bread, you had intention to make it into bread. However, but then you changed your mind and you made it into this thin batter, to this pancake-like material, this spongy-like material, and therefore you can be makel according to the opinion if you didn't need it to satiety, like the first opinion of the Mechaber. However, but if you started off even with a thick dough and your intention was to create it into a type of a dough that would be fried in oil or cooked in water and never would be baked, then, in that situation, afilu ochal kidei sviya. In that situation, even if you ate it to satiety, you wouldn't make ein mevarach aleh birchas hamazon rak brocha achas mein shalosh. In this situation, where your intention always was it to be a mezonos, so even if it started off as a thick batter, the more machmir opinion, the second opinion of the Mechaber, doesn't apply, and you can be makel, and you only make a bar min mezonos and an al hamichya on this type of a batter. Now the Mechaber continues and writes, V'yari shumayim yetze yidei shneihem. In order to get around this machlokas between the first and the second opinion, so then what should one do? Lo yochal ella ayidei shivarech alechem acher tchila. To get around whether you should have made a mezonos, or can you make hamotzi on this, so start off eating bread. Take a piece of real bread that you absolutely have to make hamotzi lechem in the oritz on, take that and eat it, and then when you have this other now thick dough, we're not sure, do you make a mezonos on it, you make hamotzi on it, miman of shach yubin yotze. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkaton Ayin Vav. And he writes, Hainu afilu b'shoya daito b'shaz blila levash l'tagi. Even in the situation where you were originally going to start off, at the time that you needed it over here, you were going to go and cook it in water, or you were going to go fry it in oil, nevertheless, try to eat it only during a meal where you already had bread. Mishnah Berurah Sifkaton Ayin Zayin explains further, Hainu afilu achila muetes below kviyasuda. And this would be true even if you're not having a kviyasuda, a full meal over here. And one could argue that it really is a mezonos. He says, get around any machlokas over here and eat it in the context of a meal. The issue foot number 64 brings down, Umisha ochel suvganiyos besachasuda. If you're eating donuts in the middle of the meal, so he brings down for Shlomo Zalman in the Halicha Shlomo, Sha'afim bos besofasuda, even if it comes towards the end of the meal, lekinuach for dessert, you don't make a separate brach on it. Why? Kivon shehein mazbios, because they make you filled up. The nira shemachavin bachilosim atlushim sviya. So they're really eaten for satiety purposes and not just as like a kinuach, a dessert, sweet taste in the mouth. And therefore, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says it's included in the original brach of hamotzi. He brings down then from the Shelos Tshuvas Or L'Tzion, She'en Levarach Aleihem Mitam Acher. Another reason why you don't make a separate bracha on the donuts over here, She'esh Lachush L'Das Rabbeinu Tamas Over Shadinim Kalechem. Because the second opinion that we brought down on the Mechaber, which was in the name of the Rabbeinu Tamas, says you have to make Hamotzi on it, and you already did make Hamotzi on the beginning of the meal, Imkei Niftu Rubi Birchas Hamotzi. So it already has been taken care of by the original Hamotzi that you made. And then brings down from the Bir Halacha over here, Shemoa L'chavin Liftor Minim Elu B'Birchas Hamotzi. What should a person do when he makes the original Hamotzi? In order to get around any concern, he should have in mind that these types of donuts or other foods that he's going to be having over here, they should be exempted by the Hamotzi that he's making at the beginning. So therefore, if you're having donuts in the middle of the meal, go and have in mind when you make the Hamotzi that it will potter any donuts that you eat. The issue footnote 65 adds that if these donuts, however, were not made with water, but they were made with neperos, with fruit juices, or that they were fried in a tremendous amount of oil, so then the Taz holds, as brought down in the Bir Halacha, Shedinon kepasa bobekistin. This would then definitely have the status of pasa bobekistin, and the bracha would be mizonos, not hamotzi, and it's brought down in the Mishnah Brewer as well. Well, according to this, af yori shamayim, even in the situation we just said that yori shamayim should not eat this alone in the middle of the meal, but he should always eat it as part of the meal, eino tzarech lahakbid. He doesn't have to be careful, ochel betoch hasuda, to only eat these type of donuts in the middle of a meal when he's made a hamotzi. Kol she'eino ochel mehen kishir kvi hasuda, as long as he's not eating six donuts, as long as he's not eating a kvi hasuda, establishing the whole meal in the donuts. But if a person just wants to have a coffee and a donut in this situation, he wouldn't have to eat it in the middle of a meal. He could have it just separately and make a mazon on it. Now the Rambam writes, Hagah, v'chol zeh lo mairi elo b'di'islei li'achar afiyah Torah lechem. This whole discussion over here, the Rambam says, only goes on when it still retains the appearance of bread after it's been baked. And this is brought down in the name of the Torah in the Poskim. However, avoli lesbei Torah lechem, if it no longer has the appearance of bread, for example, kigon lakshin, shikorin vremzalach, if you have something like noodles, kugel over here, a noodle kugel, that is also known as remzalach. We call this in modern Hebrew itrios, which are noodles, as brought down in the Targum. Then, l'kuli alma in levarach ha-maleim hamotzi. Then everybody agrees that you wouldn't make the bracha of hamotzi on them, v'lo shalosh brachos, and you wouldn't bench afterwards, the lo mikri lechem, because that's not called bread. However, avol pashtida, pashtida is basically something that is like a meat pie or a fruit pie. The kreplach, kreplach would be, again, something that's like a dumpling. We call it kisnim in modern Hebrew. It's brought down in the Targum. These have mikre Torah lechem. They're called the appearance of bread. The ein la'ochlem elim kein berach al shar ha-pastrila. And you shouldn't eat these alone, because it's a question what the bracha is, and you should only eat them if you've already washed and made hamotzi on some other type of bread. That was a mouthful, both literally and figuratively. So now let's see the Mishnah Berurah inside in Sivkot and Ayin Ches. And he writes that we're talking here about La'achar Afiyah. What exactly did that mean? It's a strange Lashon, as the Mishnah Berurah says. Ha'loshon einu medukta kolkach. It's a very strange Lashon. It's not a very precise Lashon the Ramah used over here. How do you explain it over here? Upirusho. Ach ha'bishul b'kdeira v'atigur b'machavas. It doesn't mean baking it. It really meant, if you're dealing over here after you cooked it in the water or you fried it in the oil, if it then has the appearance of bread, that's when these dinim apply. But if it doesn't have the appearance of bread, then you definitely make a mazonos on it. And then he adds, v'yiskimu harbe achronim. There are many achronim that agree over here. He brings down the Evan Ozer, the Beis Meir, the Chayodim. It's also Mashra from the Vilna Gaon, from the Bir Agra. They hold the davka im yesh ba prusos kizayis. You also only have this question if the slices over here have at least in each slice of kizayis. The lavhochi, because if they don't have a slice that's the size of a kizayis, aide bishol otigun, if you then cooked it and you fried it, or you fried it, nizbato shem lechem legarmi l'inamotzi, then it doesn't have the status of bread in any event in regards to amotzi, as we've already learned, kait le'el sifyud, as we learned in sifyud. Sivkot Nayin Tes, he says it has to have Torah Lechem. V'lo domi l'sifyod, but this is different than what we learned in Sifyod. The lo b'inan Torah Lechem b'yesh kizayis. If it has more than a kizayis, then it doesn't need to have the appearance of bread. It's only if it has less than a kizayis does the appearance of bread take an important role. The hosam v'yotchila pas gomer, and that was over there because it originally started off as bread. That's why it no longer needed to have the appearance of bread if you still had a kizayis, as opposed to over here, where it didn't start off as bread, so you need to have the appearance of bread in order for there to be the bracha of amotzi rather than barim minyan mazonos. Sivkot and Pei, the Mishnah Berurah writes, this pashtida, which we translated again as some sort of like a meat pie or a fruit pie possibly, and these kreplach, these dumplings, so pirish, shemumwalim bevasa. So the Mishnah Berurah first says over here that it has to be filled with meat. Kamosha kosav sov simen zebago, as the Ramah will say at the end of this simen. The ilu mimwalim bemine peros, if we're dealing over here with fruit pies, so he says this is havi pasa barbekistin. This is the classical pasa barbekistin that we've already discussed, Shemosh Kazu Siv Zayin, and everybody would agree, Mavarkan Lilchila, Barimini Mazonos, below the Kavasuda Layu. If you didn't establish a meal on this and you just had a small amount of this, then you definitely make a mazonos on it. Fafilu bidinafi betanu, and this is true even if it's baked in an oven. And this is v'chol zehu l'das haramah. That's the Ramah's opinion. However, the Taz disagrees. Ochein ha-Taz cholek usvirle degam pas ha-mamula b'basa v'dogim. The Taz says that if it's filled, this meat pie or a fish pie of some sort, uchi agavdo, anything like this, have a gankim b'chlal pasa b'kisim. These are also included in our pie definition that we have for pasa b'kisim. And this would be true whether it's filled with meat or whether it's filled with fish or any other item. The ain hachanamid be the low kavai, and of course we're talking about where you didn't make a kviya sud on this. Lekulei alma in this situation, mevarach alei abarimin mezonos uleachav mein sholosh. Then everybody would agree this is possible with kistin, definitely, and you weren't kovei a sud on it. So then you only make a mezonos and you make an alamichi afterwards. And then the Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says ubesof hasimon yizbor la halacha bezeh. We'll discuss this more mitzvah Hashem when we finish this simon. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkoyin Pealef writes that these meat pies or dumplings over here that have the appearance of bread, ein lo'ochlem elim kein berech al shar paschila. You shouldn't make a separate bracha on them because it's a problem, controversy, whether it's mezonos or amotzi. So eat it in the context of a meal we already washed. Mishnah Berurah says, rotzolomar, biyari shemayim, a person who's a God-fearing person, harotzolot says, das hayesh chokim anal. He wants to make sure he's yotze according to all the opinions. V'haynu b'nispashel b'mayim o nitkan b'shemen. Even according to the opinion, says if it was fried in oil or cooked in water, you still have to make amotzi on it. So then a yari shemayim will only eat this type of item during the context of a meal that he made hamotzi on. And now the Ramah concludes and he says, V'chol zeh lo mayri, that which we just spoke about is only talking about elabisa shein bo shemen udvash v'chayotzi ba. This dough over here didn't have a lot of oil in it, it didn't have a lot of honey in it, ela shemetugon behen. It was just fried in that. Avalam nilosh ben, but if it was actually kneaded in oil or honey, kvar nispar dino etzel pasabo v'kissen, then this has already been discussed in the previous discussions we had in the last couple of days with pasabo v'kissen in Siv Zayin. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Pei Beis, Pirush, hayesh chol kenanal desfiruluhu dehavi lechem gomur muvarach lehamotzi. That second opinion of the Mechaber, it said that you make on this type of food a hamotzi and you would bench on it. Vafilu b'dlo kovasud, and said even if you didn't kovei asud on it, that's myri davko be'isu shaloni noshel mitchila b'shem nudvash. That's only talking about when the dough wasn't kneaded with anything but water. It wasn't kneaded with oil and honey. Well, the kach svirlu, and therefore the kivin davi mitchila isa gemura kishar lechem, since it starts off as being a regular dough that you make bread out of, lo nifka shmol le'inyun chiyav hamotzi, then it didn't lose the obligation to make hamotzi on such a dough, even though after nitkina achikach b'shemen, even though it was afterwards fried in oil, menasik pas kistin, and now it looks like it's pas kistin, but it's really not, according to this machmir opinion. Avo kishin lo shol mitchila b'dvash, but if it originally was kneaded with honey, Uchai Gavna, or something else, like oil or something else, kodem atigim, before the frying, and kain lo hayo aleh shem isug moriolim. It never started off as being a dough that was being made for bread, and therefore, v'lechein af liyesh chokim, even according to the second machmir opinion that the Mechaber brought down, eino kelechem gomor, it doesn't have the status of being bread that it would require levarach la'amotzi, but the lo kovasud alaya, unless you, of course, were kovasud on it, then it would make amotzi. But if you just had a little snack of it, you wouldn't make hamotzi. Dari paskisten. That's the classical case of pasibobikisten. V'im kavasud olayu. If you did, in fact, kovei asud on it, so ledea kamayis so enum avarech labarim minazonos. According to the first lenient opinion, you only make a barim minazonos on it. That tigun hifkia mitoras lechem legamri, because the frying over here took it out of the context of being bread, and therefore you make a bar min mezonos. However, liyesh chokim, according to the second machmir opinion, then you would in fact mevarach hamotzi or birchas hamazon kidin pas kisnin, like a regular case of pas kisnin that you were being kovei asuda on. That concludes today's shir.